From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, April 15th through Sunday, April 17th. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg reported in the Columbia paper that the Hudson City Board of Education voted last week to reduce board terms from 5 to 3 years. Members already serving will remain on the board until the end of the original term. One of the seats to be filled July the 1st will also carry a 5-year term, but all other seats will require only 3 years of service if elected. District residents go to the polls on May 17th to vote on the 2016-17 school budget and to fill 3 board seats. District residents interested in running for the school board can obtain a nominating petition by visiting the administrative office at 215 Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson. To be eligible, a candidate must be able to read and write, be a qualified voter in the district, and have been a resident of the school district for at least 1 year prior to May 17th. Completed petitions must be submitted to District Clerk Leslie Coons no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, April the 26th. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Albany Diocese is under contract with an unidentified buyer for the former St. Patrick's High School located on Woodlawn Avenue in Catskill. The pending sale was confirmed at the Catskill Village Board meeting last week, but Village President Heather Bagshaw declined to name the buyer, citing their desire to remain anonymous. Bagshaw said the new owner is a not-for-profit that would use the building for offices, thereby requiring a zoning change to accommodate the sale. Woodland Avenue is currently zoned R1, which allows for a one-family residential dwelling per lot. Office complexes are not permitted. Residents of Woodland Avenue are not happy about this turn of events. Chris Raffalea, a member of the Woodland Avenue Homeowners Association, said rumors are flying that Greene County wants to move its mental health offices to the neighborhood. Raffalea said, and I quote, "It's not going to be well received. I can pretty much say that if that is the case," end quote. Another rumor circulating is that the second buyer wants to purchase the property to use as a school, a proposal the residents generally support. Neither village or county officials were available for comment. An informational presentation hosted by the mystery buyer will be made at 6 p.m. on April 27th, immediately before the next village board meeting. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in Capital Confidential that the 19th Congressional District candidate, Kinderhook Republican John Faso, raised more than $220,000 during the first quarter of 2016. That gives him more than $600,000 cash on hand, his campaign announced last week. Faso has raised just more than $1 million total since he entered. In addition to Faso, Andrew Heaney of Dutchess County and Bob Bishop of Delaware County are seeking the Republican line in the November general election. The seat is being vacated by Chris Gibson. Greg Hudson reported in the Register-Star that despite lobbying state lawmakers and the governor, Twin County nonprofit ARC organizations will be required to raise minimum wage for their employees without the benefit of additional state funding to cover the increase. Instead, the nonprofit care providers for children and adults with special needs will be required to shoulder the majority of the costs from their own budgets. Those budgets are funded almost entirely through the state Medicaid reimbursement. ARC of Alta Green Executive Director John McHugh said, and I quote, "This is the biggest unfunded mandates on nonprofits in state history. We are concerned that our state leaders did not fully fund the budget as it relates to the mandated increases in the minimum wage," end quote. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said while increasing minimum wage for all employees statewide was his priority, he felt no obligation to fund pay increases throughout the corporate structure of nonprofit organizations. Republican Assembly Speaker Steve McLaughlin said the government's decision to mandate a wage increase while offering little or no support was, and I quote, "unconscionable," end quote. For our final story, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation announced last week the new campground at Skodak Island State Park in Rensselaer County is now open for visitors. This is the first new tent trailer accessible campground to be built in 35 years. The campground has 67 sites and 2 new bathrooms and shower buildings. 43 of the sites offer 50-amp electrical hookups. The campground will be open through December the 5th to cater to hunters and anglers who visit the park. The 1,052-acre Skodak Island State Park sits off the eastern shore of the Hudson River just south of Albany. It includes approximately 7 miles of Hudson River and Scodak Creek shoreline. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 76 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. For Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:07 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:41 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 18th day of April 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.